Broad-based losses pulled Indian shares lower on Monday as investors locked in profits in high-flying stocks, while news of fresh COVID-19 restrictions in parts of the country also weighed on sentiment. Domestic equities rose sharply in the first 2 weeks of February thanks to solid corporate earnings and a well-received federal budget, but markets have pared some of those gains in recent sessions due to profit-taking. The NSE Nifty 50 index ended 2.04% lower at 14,675.70, clocking its biggest one-day drop since December 21. The S&P, PBSE Sensex closed down 2.25% at 49,744.32. Both the indexes finished lower for a fifth straight session. India and number 39's COVID-19 outbreak has slowed sharply since daily cases hit a peak in September, but a resurgence in infections in the western state of Maharashtra has forced fresh restrictions and spurred fears of a second wave of the disease. And what, there is a round of profit booking that is still happening, valuations remain high and we are seeing a consolidation, and what, said Siddhartha Kamkar, head of retail research at Motilal Oswal Securities in Mumbai. And what, the rise in bond yields and news of fresh COVID-19 restrictions are factors that are adding to investor worries. Until there is more clarity on how the situation evolves, people are booking some gains. And what, MSCI and number 39's All Country World Index was down 0.4% on Monday as expectations for faster economic growth and inflation globally battered bonds and boosted commodities. In domestic trading, Reliance Industries closed down 3.5% and was the biggest drag on the indexes after India and number 39's top court barred a final ruling by a tribunal reviewing the conglomerate and number 39's deal to buy Future Group and number 39's retail assets. The Nifty Metal Index was the only sub-index in positive territory, adding as much as 3.2% as copper prices rose on hopes of a pickup in demand. Investors also await the minutes of the February monetary policy meeting due later in the day.